Hey ladies and gentlemen, what's popping? Welcome to Talkcast. Okay, so here's one more thing. A lot of my fans told me that we're only here to make fun of Revanth Ayanala because I've like interviewed him, but don't do that. Don't do that. So just don't do that, please. And I know the basic reason is because I've called him here, not because of any other reason. But thank you guys for coming here. So yeah, I will bring you special guests like this in the future. So please do listen to Talkcast, right? And now I will tell you about the sponsors of this video. Okay, Janta Log, this video was made by Anchor. Anchor is a platform where you can make your own podcasts. I'll tell you more at the ending of the video, but all I can say is that it helps you record your podcast, add music, add sound effects, and publish it in different streaming platforms. Yeah, so let me brief you about it in the ending of the video. So guys, enjoy the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Talkcast, the podcast. Sorry for the sound of the mic, I just pulled it again. And another news, my audio is fucked because my mic broke. Anyways, that's not the point. Let's get to the point right now. So this is the second time we have a special guest on our podcast. So I'll be talking to an athlete today. His name is Revanth Ayanala. He hails from Telangana, Hyderabad, India. And he's pretty fast. He's fast as fuck. Myths say, like, in my he was my schoolmate. He passed out. He finished with the schooling. So yeah, myths say he went to Philippines just to meet a girl. So let's see what the truth is, right? And also, he ditched his friends. Not exactly ditched. He's a really nice guy. Trust me, he never breaks your trust. But they say that he ditched his friends and went to watch an Avengers Endgame movie with other friends. Okay. Screw that. That's not where we're supposed to go. But anyways, I'll be talking to Revanth Ayanala right now after I end this recording. And then I'll make you listen to the call record of Revanth Ayanala. Because of quarantine, Revanth Ayanala cannot come to my place, or Ayanala cannot come to my place. So I had to, like, go through Anchor, like invite a friend through Anchor. He had to download Anchor for me. Such a nice guy. Anyways, shout out to Anchor for doing this, and thank you Anchor sponsor logo. Janta log respect. Anyways, shuru karte, let's just start talking to Revanth Ayanala without bina kisi waqt chodi ke carry me nahi copyright mat lagana. Anyways, yeah. So the things I'll be discussing with him is how Corona fucked athletes big time. And also how Philippines bullshit, Avengers Endgame bullshit, gossip, and then basic sportsman shit. So yeah, guys, thank you for listening to all this crap. You can just skip to the main part in 3, 2, 1. We'll be airing with Revanth Ayanala.
Yeah, okay, So many bloopers, bro, in this podcast. Anyway, so you're here. It's been one day since my parents called me. And yeah, let's talk. So I was at rating part. Let's talk more about you. When you like lose a race, like you lose it like real bad, like did you ever lose a race, may I ask?
So basically, it's common for every sport. There has to be only one winner, right? So we can't just say that I'm gonna win, I'm gonna do shit, and it's not like that, right? So I just say you just learn. It's just
a cycle
in the learning process.
Okay. The only thing I remember was when I came with you to the DPS thing, the DPS sports something.
Yeah.
So you were pissed off that they weren't giving you medals till the ending. So what was that? Sportsmanship.
Let's not say it's sportsmanship. It's kind of like it's been a long time since I participated from the school side. So I just wanted a medal, so it's a good thing.
Agreed. Okay, so let's talk about shit going more personal, because I really wanted to. The only reason I called you for the podcast was because you're an athlete, and also something. Okay, so here's a story. So I like joined the school.
Hey, go on.
Hello.
Yeah.
When I joined the school, I was like friends with Aditya Anantula. You remember him? Do you remember him?
I didn't hear you, so.
Okay. When I was at school, I was like friends with Aditya Anantula.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and then you were sitting behind him during that council speech stuff. Right?
Oh, okay.
Ritwik was giving this hilarious speech. He came back. He's like, new kid, what's up? So after that, me and Ritwik got pretty close. Then me, Sumer, then Ritwik got pretty close. Then you came to gate duty. Then I was like friends.
Oh, okay.
I was like friends with Ananya.
Yeah.
And then you were like there. So I was like, bro, new friend. So, okay. After that, me, you, and like the whole 9th and 10th went for a field trip somewhere. Biscuit factory, something. Right? Anala, you there? Anala? Guys, I think he's disconnected, man. Oh, you're there?
Yeah, sorry, Wi-Fi is really bad here. So.
Oh, notification. Anyways, you heard what I said, right?
Actually, not quite. I just heard till the gate duty thing.
So after that, we all went for like a field trip, and then I came towards the back of the seat, right? Like where all the 10th graders were.
Yeah, makes sense.
So we went to some biscuit, I don't know, what was it, a biscuit?
Yeah.
Something.
Something.
So you were like full on crazy kid there, and then like you were like, hi there. And then Sumed, I happen to know like Sumed from previous cricket stuff.
Yeah, makes sense.
So,
okay.
So we spoke. And then I found out that there's a country, it's called Philippines. Okay, so guys, let me just explain.
Yeah,
this.
Go on.
After that, he can justify his reason. So apparently, he went to Philippines to meet a girl he liked. Is that true?
Okay.
Is that actually true that you went to Philippines to meet a girl you liked?
She was just a friend, okay? So, yeah.
Bro, you traveled alone to a whole country to meet a friend who's a girl. I mean, bro, seriously.
Come on, man. You don't meet friends. That's weird.
I do, but bro, you went from Hyderabad to Philippines. Maybe, I don't know, right? Is it true that you liked it or something?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, you trust me. You trust the audience. Janta log, ye apko yakin nahi kar raha, but just do it. Just say it, bro.
I'm serious, man.
And also, Avengers Endgame. Sumedh and all was like beefing with you because you didn't call.
Come on, bro. I just went for a movie. How bad is that?
With
friends. Seriously, friends. I'm not kidding on this one.
Okay, this one maybe. But the Philippines thing is too extreme, man.
Maybe it's hard to believe, but that is the truth.
Okay, so, yeah, and pretty bad. And then, okay, let's talk about more stuff. Let's talk about embarrassing stuff. Let's say the most embarrassing thing which can happen to an athlete is his pants fall off during a race, or something even more embarrassing which happened to you, not on the track. What was it?
Not on the track.
Or anywhere.
Okay.
Like, it's fine.
As an athlete,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, the most embarrassing thing, let's just say, okay, like seriously, in athletics, you're not allowed to go into another person's track. But yeah, I did that once and I fall onto many people. So it was kind of stupid. It was in the middle of a race, so yeah.
Okay, and so I was ranting about ASMR in the starting, and then I thought, Ainala, why don't we call him? So we called you. And
okay.
What is your opinion on ASMR? You know what ASMR is?
No, I seriously don't
Autonomous
know.
Sensory Meridian Response. Janta log, I told you this in Asan Bhasha. But anyways, it's supposed to be like making sounds which give you like goosebumps. People
Okay.
like whispering in the mouth, making mouths. Okay. That was disgusting.
Okay, makes
Yeah. It's like you whisper, you like, I don't know, everything I say can be transferred into a double meaning right now, but you whisper, you like tap objects to make people like get tingles.
okay, then it makes no sense. There's still no reason why you chose me for this kind of stuff.
No, but I'm saying, I thought you knew what it was, bro.
Seriously, man, I never heard it.
Okay, and was it like, so since when have you been running? Let's change the topic. It's horrible. It was an awkward conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since when have you been running?
Like I started my practice from 11 years. So that was like when I was in
Fifth?
sixth, I
Okay,
think.
sixth.
Sixth or fifth,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, so I basically taken this to interest after seeing the Olympics in 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
London?
No,
2012, bro.
2012.
London?
2012.
How can you forget?
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Bro.
Sorry, sorry. Yeah, so basically Usain Bolt was my favorite then,
Bro,
and he's my favorite
but
now.
2012 was like the best
Because
Olympics, man. I honestly, if you ask me, I've seen
yeah, I know.
three Olympics, which is Rio, London, and Beijing.
Yeah, I know. Both, all three of them are the
But I
greatest,
didn't
man.
like Rio a little.
London was better, actually.
London
I'm
was like the
serious.
best, bro, because I don't know, it just gave me that
Yeah, makes
vibe
sense.
that Bolt is running and like his, was that when Bolt beat his record of Beijing?
Beijing was when Bolt beat
Yeah,
his
I
record,
think I'm
yeah.
talking to,
And London, he just set another Olympic record, so
yeah, but I'm talking about
yeah.
Beijing, bro. It was lit in Beijing, man.
Yeah, I know.
Because I saw, I could, I was obviously like, I was like 2 years old, 3 years old when I was like, yeah, when the Beijing thing
Okay.
happened. But I saw the highlights of Be so I was like, let me binge watch two Olympics in a row when Rio was almost happening. So there was this thing on
Oh.
10 Sports or something where like they started with like for 4 days before the Olympics started and before the inauguration ceremony, whatever that is, they like showed all the world records and athletes like creating personal best and all, you know, like a
Yeah,
documentary which
yeah.
Olympics has.
Yeah, I
So there
know.
was like four or five documentaries for each Olympics, so they showed one for each. So then I was like bhai saab, kill me, man. Okay, so yesterday I told you I was going to work out, right? Not in the podcast but in person. So my
Yeah, you
dad
told me.
made so my we have this
I
100
know,
meter
yeah.
track here. So my dad made me run 100.
Okay.
So I was like, Usain Bolt, no second me. I'll also
Okay.
try like 10 to the seconds. But the fact of life is that I suck at running.
How much do you get?
I don't know. He timed me. I got like some 14, bro.
That's not that bad.
What's yours?
-10.9.
You're a little far like from a standard of actual runners, is it or is it right? Because Olympics is 9.15 or something, right?
No, Olympics, the qualification is 10.1.
Okay, just
So it's
get close them off. Okay, get damn your notifications, bro. Just get close.
keep it on.
Yeah, and then what else, bro? What else is life? How is life? Did you even take admission for a new school? Because you'll be stuck.
Let's just have some scholarships pending. I'll just see what I could do.
Shit, so you didn't take any like admission, which it's gonna be hard, you know, right?
I know, yeah. No, no way, man. We have like the board results didn't come out yet, and I think even school is gonna start late. But yeah,
So
it's okay.
good news for them failures in Hyderabad or Telangana that you're promoted. From first to ninth, students are promoted without passing, which is like luck, bro.
Know.
If it was 10th and I
Yeah.
was in 10th, I would be the happiest man alive. I'll finally get a job, bro.
Huh. No way, bro. Like 10th is basically the you have to work hard. You can escape it. So there's nothing.
Anyways, nice talking to you, man. I told you I promised you 15 or 10 minutes. It's 11 minutes, 10, 11.
Sure. I'm okay. I'm really 13, cool with that.
14, 15, 16 seconds.
I get that. Yeah. I get that.
So yeah, it's been a conversation this long. It's already almost like 11 minutes, 23, 24, 25. 26.
Yeah, we get it. No, we get it.
I'm sorry to piss you off. Anyways, nice talk, man. Good to talk to you. I'll continue the podcast from here. Thank you for joining. Guys, check out. Okay, you don't have Instagram. Wait, get Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Nice talking to you. Good talk.
Yeah.
Peace out.
You too.
But after that crazy ass interview, aapka swagat hai apna next segment mein, which is Samachar. What's up, Janta? Welcome to Samachar Vainchod. So we will basically have, matlab mere ko ghanta kuch pata hai news ke bare mein, par main fir bhi padhunga coronavirus ke bare mein kuch news, samachar. That's what the segment's about. Coronavirus cases 1946884. Thoda improvement hua hai virus ke mutabik. Deaths 121716. Kuch badla nahi. Acha badla hai. Recovered 460152. Graph. Bakshodi. Acha. So ranking padte hai. So we'll read India thoda. Bhai. चलो स्टार्ट ऑफ यूएसए स्पेन इटली फ्रांस जर्मनी ऑर्डर में पढ़ रहा हूँ यूएसए स्पेन इटली फ्रांस जर्मनी यूके चाइना ईरान टर्की बेल्जियम नेदरलैंड स्विट्जरलैंड कनाडा ब्राज़ील रशिया पोर्चुगल ऑस्ट्रिया इजराइल स्वीडन आयरलैंड साउथ कोरिया इंडिया इज ऑन 22 सो सिग्निफिकेंट इंप्रूवमेंट बट वी स्टिल गॉट 88 मोर केसेस आयरलैंड इज स्टेइंग कॉन्स्टेंट बट आई थिंक वी डूइंग गुड डिसेंट इन द टेबल So let's check Europe. Oh, Spain taking first position. So Spain, Italy, France, Germany, UK, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland, Russia, Portugal. I can only read that. North America, USA, obviously. USA, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Costa Rica. Vichitra naam. Continue. Asia. China, Iran, Turkey, Israel, South Korea, India. India sixth, man. Anyways, South America. ये बहुत अजीब नाम है. No offense to Neymar. Africa में South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Cameroon, Tunisia, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Niger. बच गए. मैंने कुछ और नहीं पढ़ा, भैंचोद. बच गए. वरना अमेरिका के वाइट पीपल आके मेरे को इधर ही मार देते ओशिनिया में है कितने जगह भाई ऑस्ट्रेलिया न्यूजीलैंड फ्रेंच पॉलिनेशिया कौन सी जगह है न्यू कैलिडोनिया फिजी पापुआ न्यू गिनिया आई नो बिकॉज वो क्रिकेट खेले थे एनीवेज गाइस दिस इज द एंड ऑफ द सेगमेंट समाचार वी बी मूविंग ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट सेगमेंट और अगर आप सोच रहे हैं कि माइक क्यों खराब है पूछो मत साउंड प्रूफिंग वाले रूम में नहीं हूँ मैं मेरी मम्मी के बेडरूम में हूँ तो प्लीज बेयर तो अगर आप लोग ये पॉडकास्ट देख रहे हो तो वी आर लुकिंग फॉर गेस्ट्स टू कम इन आर पॉडकास्ट फॉर लाइक वन और टू एपिसोड्स सो इफ यू आर विलिंग टू कम इन आर पॉडकास्ट जस्ट मेल अस एट whytalkcast@gmail.com और hit us up on Instagram at talk_cast_IG yeah that's it and we're available on Spotify please follow Breaker please subscribe Radio Public just please do everything which is good for a podcast when they're on each and every streaming platform sorry for that
बट लेट्स मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट सेगमेंट. बहुत बातें कर लिया मैंने, बहुत टाइम वेस्ट हो गया. तो नेक्स्ट सेगमेंट साउंड इफेक्ट के बाद क्यों होगा. सो एंजॉय. अच्छा तो अगर आप ये एक्चुअली ये सेगमेंट नहीं है, पता है बहुत बुरी वाला चू. तो एज आई सेड ये सेगमेंट नहीं है, बहुत बुरी वाला बीप काटा मैंने तुम्हारा, पर फिर भी दिस इज़ जस्ट टू लेट यू नो दैट द लॉकडाउन हैज़ बिन एक्सटेंडेड फ्रॉम लाइक टिल 4th of May इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग. और सनी डेल का डायलॉग याद आ रहा है मुझे, तारीख पे तारीख, तारीख पे तारीख, बट चलता है, समझे जनता लोग, चलता है क्योंकि ग्लोबल वाइड पैंडेमिक का सिचुएशन है. अपने घर में बैठो, ये पॉडकास्ट देखो, फॉलो करो, चिल मारो, फिर से पॉडकास्ट देखो, थोड़े पैसे दो हमको, फिर सेटल हो जाओ यार. May 4th तक वेट कर लो तुम लोग, फिर जिधर घूमना घूम लो, मेरे को कोई, हमको कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, गवर्नमेंट को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं. जस्ट एंश्योर दैट यू कीप सेफ फॉर फ्यू डेज फ्रॉम नाउ टू May 4th, 14th April टू May 4th. मतलब आई एम रिकॉर्डिंग दिस इन 14th April, आई डोंट नो व्हेन दिस कम्स आउट. बट हाँ जनता लोग, जानकार बनिए, सतर्क रहिए, और गाइज डोंट अननेसेसरीली गो आउट यार. मतलब पहली बार तुमको एक अपॉर्चुनिटी मिल रहा है जहाँ तुम नेटफ्लिक्स और चिल कर सकते हो, मेरे पॉडकास्ट देख सकते हो और बहुत कुछ बकचोदी कर सकते हो, और तुम रिजेक्ट कर रहे हो इसको. हाँ समझता हूँ तुम्हारे शॉपिंग करने का मूड आ गया है, पर फक इट, फक यू, फक इट, शॉपकीपर जॉब फक इट, डॉक्टर्स जॉब सल्यूट, पुलिसमैन सल्यूट, सबको सल्यूट जो अपनी लाइफ रिस्क करके बाहर जा रहे हैं इवन दो दिस डेडली वायरस इज लर्किंग अराउंड. इंडिया गाइज प्लीज स्टे एट होम, दिस इज माई मैसेज, दिस इज द मैसेज फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया. मेरे को नहीं बोली, पर मैं बस बोलेगा तेरे को. बट फिर भी घर पे रहिए एंड जस्ट डोंट डोंट जस्ट फकिंग मूव आउट द हाउस. और यार तुम चिल मार के घर पे बैठो ना, कुछ नहीं हुआ तुमको तो अननेसेसरली वाई मेक कॉन्टेक्ट विद इन रिस्क योर लाइफ, है ना. तो चिल मारो एंड स्टे एट होम. ओके गाइस, इस सेगमेंट, अच्छा सेगमेंट नहीं है, जूतिया काटा, अच्छा इसको भूल जाते हैं. भूलना भूलना नहीं, भूलना नहीं, ये गधे लोग, ये गधेड़े, भूलना नहीं, भूलना नहीं. हाँ याद रखना है, बस क्या बोल रहा हूँ बहन चोर. अच्छा भूलना मत, इसको इधर एंड करते हैं. होप यू गाइज टेक दिस मैसेज इन अ पॉजिटिव वे, और पॉडकास्ट कंटिन्यू करते हैं, ठीक है, लेट्स गो. अभी जनता लोग, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट द स्पॉन्सर्स. हमारा स्पॉन्सर है एंकर. एंकर हेल्प्स यू क्रिएट योर ओन पॉडकास्ट, पुट इट अप ऑन द इंटरनेट, लाइक ऑन स्ट्रीमिंग प्लेटफॉर्म्स लाइक स्पॉटिफाई, yeah Spotify etc, Breaker etc, I call it Breaker, I don't know how it's pronounced, but anyways, so yeah, it's like this kind of platform where you can add sound effects, talk to other people from two different regions, invite friends, import voice messages, import music, add your own music from Spotify, create sound effects, and also use sound effects, and also use music which is ranging from a time limit of 0 to 11 seconds as like an intro or outro music. So for this episode I've used Anchor, and for every episode I will. So guys, please do check out what Anchor is if you're interested in making podcasts. It also helps you to doesn't help you to create, but also finds you suggestions for your correct podcast cover. It also helps you choose one of your photos as your podcast cover. So there's a lot to Anchor. So please check out Anchor. This is our sponsor for today. And yeah, let's move on to the next segment. So I had the idea of thinking of just thoda masala add karne mein. I thought that why not thoda crime mein, thoda let's just enter into some crime. So I have an article ready regarding this, so we'll see that, right? So I'll read you the article right now. So this guys, this is about a crime a pretty famous crime which happened in Noida, I guess. Is it? Did it happen in Noida? भाई नोएडा में हुआ था क्या?
नोएडा में हुआ था क्या?
Oh, it did happen in Noida, as per what he says. My manager's fuck it, not manager, he's like a close friend. So I just searched up Talwar case, Noida. Okay, so this is a double murder case. Yeah, Noida mein hi hai. Acha. This is a double murder case which happened in Noida. So I'm going to read you the basic gist of the article. Matlab thoda padhunga and then I'll put my own theory into this. Okay, so Talwar was, mind my reading skills, they're a little bad. Talwar was found dead with her throat slit in her bedroom in Noida, India. On Noida, India, on May 16, 2008. Authorities immediately turned to her parents for answers. And because suicide by throat cutting is rare, police were certain they were dealing with a homicide. Homicide se mere ko ek gaana yaad aata hai, but that is not into crime now. But the ENSUING investigation turned out to be anything but simple. In fact, it took so many sharp turns over such a long period of time that it became a sensational whodunit of nearly unparalleled proportions. Acha. I told you my reading skills suck. At first, the primary suspect was 45-year-old Hemraj. Okay, no names taken. I'm just going to say Hemraj. One reason is because I can't pronounce the surname. The other reason is because I don't want to take names. I'm going to say assistant. At first, the primary suspect was 45-year-old was a 45-year-old assistant who was hired. Okay. 45-year-old assistant at Talwar's home. That is until he was to be found dead on the terrace one day after Arushi Talwar's body had been found. His body was found partially decomposed on the terrace of the Talwar home. With two murders now on their hands, the authorities began to bungle the investigation, including by not securing the crime scene after Arshi Talwar's death and following the media and a curious public alike to venture into the home hours after the murder. Nevertheless, the investigation quickly found its target, those with the most access and potential motive for the two killings. Born on May 24, 1994, two dentists Arushi Talwar was a student at Delhi Public School, who lived in Noida sector 25 with her parents at the time of her death. Okay, so this is what the gist. Okay, let me read you more. Dr. Rajesh and Nupur Talwar, meanwhile, practiced at a clinic in sector 27 as well as at Fortis Hospital, where the former headed the dental department. Anita and Praful Durrani and close friends with the Talwars shared the Noida clinic with a couple. Rajesh and Anita took the morning shifts from 9 a.m. to noon, while Praful and Nupur had the evenings from 5 to 7. I don't know what to say, bro. Okay, that was shit scary. But, bro, just imagine. I mean, they said a pool of blood. I saw this thing on Google when I was reading through the case, saying
that there were like in the girl this may be a little disturbing bachos bachche viewers bachche janta log, but they were like in the assistant and the victim, the both the victims were in like a compromising position, which means they were in the middle of an intercourse, protected, I guess. That's what they said, protected. She was 14 fucking years old. Who has an intercourse at that age, man? But anyways, that's not the point. And then, this is a theory that the they were in a compromising position. So, the drunk-ass father, like, hit her with, like, a fucking golf club and slit her throat. So, this was just a theory. But here's what makes the case fucked. During a narco test, one of the helper's friends, like, the helper's friend used to share the room with the helper, said that he murdered her, like, during a narco test. Narco test is something, it's like where you're drugged to tell the truth, right? And then basically what happened later was that the parents were still put in jail. So I don't get why the parents are still put in jail. But, okay, so let me read you more of this. So we can't just say some shit immediately, right? We need certain evidence. But the narco test wasn't accepted because narco tests aren't admissible in court, right? So I have my laptop with me. So I'm just going to search up the case. Okay, that's fantastic. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, it was an ad, sorry. So, shout out to Economic Times for this information and also to another website for providing me this valuable information. The website is called allthatsinteresting.com. Please do check that website out too. But let's just go to Economic Times. Thank you guys, allthatsinteresting.com. It was pretty good information. But I think that we need to check Economic Times because I also want to know what happened. What the fuck does Economic Times have to do with this? I mean, anyways, the Supreme Court totally... Supreme Court today... Okay, this was the past article. Let me just move on to something which briefs you about the case, right? I think that I'll move on to okay. Full story of Arushi Talwar, all that's interesting, again. So I guarantee you guys, all that's interesting isn't fake news, right? And if you're wondering, again, I'm sorry, my sound, I'm not in the soundproofing room. But if you're wondering why the audio is fucked, it's because I'm not in the soundproofing room. So let me read you the whole gist of the article right now. Okay, so पूरा पढ़ते हैं जैसे मैंने स्टार्टिंग में पढ़ा पर दैट वाज नॉट दैट इन्फॉर्मेटिव तो मैंने सोचा लेट्स रीड द होल थिंग सो शुरू करते दो सेकेंड आई हैव माय लैपटॉप विद मी आई ओपन द पेज सो या
बॉर्न ऑन 24 मई 1994, ये सब हो गया. ओके लेट्स मूव ऑन. डॉक्टर राजेश नूपुर तलवार मेन वेल प्रैक्टिस एट अ क्लिनिक इन सेक्टर 27 एज वेल एज एट फोर्टिस हॉस्पिटल वेर द फॉर्मर हेडेड द डेंटल डिपार्टमेंट. अनिता एंड प्रफुल दुरानी क्लोज फ्रेंड्स डिपार्टमेंट फुल स्टॉप माई बैड. अनिता एंड प्रफुल दुरानी क्लोज फ्रेंड्स विद तलवार शेयर्ड द नोएडा क्लिनिक विद अ कपल राजेश एंड अनिता. शेयर द क्लिनिक विद अ कपल फुल स्टॉप. इधर फुल स्टॉप ठीक से लगाए नहीं ये लोग. दे पुट कॉमास. राजेश एंड अनिता टुक द मॉर्निंग शिफ्ट फ्रॉम 9 AM टू नून वाइल प्रफुल एंड नूपुर हैड टेकन द इवनिंग शिफ्ट फ्रॉम 5 to 7. Why am I reading it in such chutia way? Anyways, at 6:01 on the morning of May 16th, the doorbell rang. Housemaid Bharati was usually let inside by Banjed, but he was strangely missing in action. She rang the bell three... No names taken. I'm so fucking sorry. By a person, but he was strangely missing in action. She rang the doorbell 3 times and was finally greeted by Nupur, who was on the balcony. Okay, this is extremely unusual as Arishi Talwar's parents were known to sleep in because they worked in the evening shifts at the office. Guys, this little bit of typo, so my reading's fucked. Office, but. No name taken was the one who took care of the letting servants or guests in the house. The gate at the entrance was locked from the outside, so Nupur had to throw Bharti a set of keys. Okay, this may seem funny in a really sensitive case that I mistook it as Nupur was able to throw Bharti. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck is she saying? Anyways, throw Bharti a bunch of keys. The mic just hit my finger. Anyways, when the maid walked into the home, she noticed that Rajesh was awake too. Both parents in their daughter's room crying. Look at what Hemraj has done, they said. It was then that Bharti saw Arushi Talwar motionless in a puddle or pool of blood, her throat slit by a cookery knife. And she rushed to get the neighbors and some medical assistance. Of course, it was already too late for help. It was already far too late to help the girl. Okay, so if you guys have seen the movie Talwar, shout out to Irfan Khan. So, there's a movie called Talwar, which was released. One second, I have to Google every fucking thing. Talwar movie. Okay, so, okay, this was released in 2015, which was a thriller / drama of 2 hours and 13 minutes. It was a pretty gripping as film. I mean, it got me on the edge of my seat, right? It starred Irfan Khan as the lead role actor. So, yeah, when the police arrived at 7:15 AM, a crowd of 15 people like that the Talwars had called was already in the living room, while 5 or 6 others were in the Talwars' master bedroom. In terms of the crime scene tampering, having dozens of people taint the integrity of the DNA evidence and move things in certain place can be moved around was fairly egregious. Things which were moved around was fairly egregious. Most of the 28 fingerprint samples police lifted from the crime scene, crime scene was smudged and useless. Oddly enough, Rajesh told the police not to open the locked terrace door and offered them 25,000 rupees or $365 to track the system down. Anyways, this is shit scary. Anyways,
Let's move on. Rajesh and Nupur furthermore claimed not to have heard a single sound while the murder took place. They said that their closed door and air conditioning unit blocked out the sounds of bludgeoning and laceration. What the fuck are these words? Why do they use these big words? Okay, there's a lot written in this. There's a documentary of them, so I need to play this for you for 1 second if you don't mind. Oh, shit. What's wrong? My info. What just happened? Okay.
There are little girls who come in with their mothers. The little girls, little boys, little children. The young.
Okay.
Time will never be able to fill. Nothing can ever fill that. But I did begin to see Arushi and a lot of girls while in jail. There are little girls who come in with their mothers. The little girls, little boys, little children. The young girls as well. And in particular, there was a young girl who I grew very close to. She used to sleep on the next bed or whatever you would call it, probably the next space. And I could see a lot of Arushi in her. She cared for me. She spoke to me as if Arushi did. She would kind of, you know, for me, it was as if I had Arushi with me while in jail. I mean, those 4 years, I survived in jail because of the fact that I had this.
She doesn't talk about her daughter. The fuck? And wait, I'm opening a new tab. Don't mind. I'm searching up something. As I told you before, one of the assistants did a narco test, and he revealed that bit of information. So let's see. Let's just see. I'm sorry for fucking the mic up. Oh shit, the mic again. Courtesy Z News and courtesy Hotstar for this. Okay, if you guys didn't understand, he said that the assistant, sorry for the mic again, the assistant actually used to was really good friends with this guy and used to drink on the terrace. So the assistant's body was found in the terrace. Anyways, let's move on.
चावी था मैम चावी जिस दिन मेरे को जाना होता था उस दिन अपने पास नहीं रखता था मैं हिमराज को दे देता था.
Okay, so he actually had the key to their house, which is kind of strange. Bro, there's a question saying, why did you kill Arushi? Why did you even kill her? What is the reason you killed her? So this is the answer we've been waiting for. Okay, Hemraj tried to sexually assault Arushi. That's what the narco test says, but they're not admissible in court. Sexually assault Arushi, but then she instead killed her by mistake because she was pissed that Arushi was cooperating. So, a little strange. So, according to me, I think the parents did it.
Because the mother isn't even talking about the case right now. She's talking about someone else who she sees Arushi in. And she's pretty happy. She's smiling. She's like, meri beti mar gaya. Anyways, guys, this is a serious issue. I didn't mean to make a joke out of this. So, guys, please chill. And let's move on to something comparatively lighter. Let's move on to hip-hop. We have with us Karthik Kunshala, who will be talking with us regarding hip-hop. So, yeah, let's move on to hip-hop. And guys, courtesy, as I mentioned, Hotstar, courtesy to Zee News for that clipping of the narco test. And please do share with me in mail or IG of what you thought. And guys, by the way, forgot to tell you, or shout my account out or our account out. Talk_cast_IG is our Instagram, so fucking like follow. Spotify, Talkcast, just follow that. Breaker, subscribe, and then all other different platforms where you're streaming this podcast in, just fucking like do anything that is good for a podcast in that streaming platform. Like, show some love, man. Show some respect, show some love. And let's move on to hip-hop and diss tracks, right? So we have this Karthik Kunshala for a while, telling us what this all is, right? So thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much. Peace out. I know the only reason you're watching this stream is because you're thinking, or because Ainala is here, but there's another thing that unfortunately Karthik isn't here. So no hip-hop, no diss tracks, probably in the next episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, just like, share, subscribe. I've said this a lot of times, but just like, share, and subscribe. If you're watching this on Spotify, do like, share, and subscribe. Like, don't do that. Just follow and like. And yeah, just keep listening to us. Stay tuned with us. Because we try to bring you fresh stuff every time. Thank you for watching a podcast. And as I said, do check out Anchor, right? Anchor is a platform where you can create your own podcast. I've told you this 1,000 times. It's in the episode description. So guys, yeah, do that. and after you're done with that, just follow us on, if you're on Breaker or like any other podcast streaming thing, just do everything that is good for a podcast in that. And this was the talk cast. Actually, yeah, I have to change the name of the podcast. Forgot to tell you. My friend just sent me a thing saying, message saying that there's already a podcast called Talkcast Pod Show, right? So I don't want to get sued. So we need to change the podcast name. So any suggestions, just DM talk_cast_IG. We'll change that ID to mail. Unfortunately, we can't. So why talkcast@gmail.com. We're gonna have to keep that email ID. And yeah, guys, that's it, right? So thank you guys for listening. I hope that we have another host for the next episode. So until then, stay tuned. Check us out on every platform. Shout us out on stories. Just tell it to all your friends. Just send the link of this podcast to like everyone you know, so that like we get some popularity too, right? Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Anirudh. This in on behalf of the Talkcast team, the Talkcasters. We're signing off, but we need to change that name. So tell us quick. So yeah, let's go. I'm signing off. I've actually never done a proper outro to this. So that's the only problem. But yeah, I hopefully we get a new name, a nice name, and we do a proper outro, right? So thank you guys for listening. Respect, man. Peace out. Yeah, that's it. That's it, guys. Stay safe. Stay happy. Like, be in your houses. Like, don't move. It's really scary out there, right? So yeah, please. Thank you for listening, guys. I had to tell you the reason of why I got like uploaded this video late. It was supposed to be scheduled at least 3 to 4 days or 1 week ago. But I'm sorry for this. But I promise from the next time we'll upload the video soon. It was because we were not able to find time because we have online classes and a lot of that stuff going on, right? Because Janta log, we're just still kids, right? We need to upload. We also need to get time to upload, and education is important, I guess. So, but anyways, I will be uploading. So don't worry if you're like, if you're receiving the podcast or if you're getting the notification of the podcast coming out a little late. So guys, thank you for listening. We love you all. Stay home, stay safe, be a hero. Also, there is a chance, or there is economic recession. Oh, sorry. There is an economic recession going on, and it's probably bigger than the recession of 2008-9. So guys, please be economical. Please, you can buy stuff, but don't just buy random stuff. Just go to buy proper rations. Be safe, be a hero, be a legend. Just help us fight the coronavirus. Hashtag hum honge kamyab. And just please stay safe. Please, please, please stay at your houses. Thank you guys for listening to this. This is on behalf of the Talkcasters or the Talkcast team, signing off. Anirudh.